I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com to start now.
Say it with me. Business credit is more than just your score. Yeah. It is your entire profile.
Is there a science to getting funded?
My two favorite words is equity and compound interest.
How did you get here? How do you have millions in real estate? How do you travel for free? How do you give back to your community? How do you do all these things?
We don't ask how much it costs. We ask how much it'll make us. Just the extra cash flow. I literally have used a credit card to purchase real estate in Dubai. And so for me to sit here and hoard all this knowledge and hoard all these resources and money, it would be just an abomination to me.
Wealth starts in the mind first. Yeah. It doesn't stop in your pocket.
Wait, I know you want to watch this next video, but listen, if you are an entrepreneur, business coach, business consultant, or a small business owner who has a story and wants to learn how to create multiple streams of income from your story, I need you to text me right now, my book, to 646-687-4152. That is my personal number. I have been an author for over 12 years. I've written 10 books. Four of them have been bestsellers, and I've sold over 100,000 books, but I've also helped a lot of my clients take their expertise and put it into a story, then create multiple streams of income from that. So I want to help you do the same thing. So text my book to 646-687-4152. All right, let's go back to the video.
So welcome to another awesome episode of Inside the Vault with Ash Cash, the greatest money mindset show on the planet. Today, we're tapping into a blueprint that starts at Longview, Texas, and stretches all the way to Dubai. From JUCO buses and cross-country runs to credit cards, real estate, and global investments, this brother didn't just beat the odds, he hacked the system. He's a track coach, a community leader, a real estate investor, and a funding strategist who turned bad credit and no direction into multiple income streams, international property, and total financial freedom, all while staying rooted in his purpose. He didn't just build wealth. He built it with intention, with strategy, and with heart. And now he's teaching others how to run their own race from credit to keys, from funding to freedom. Please welcome the founder of Credit to Real Estate, the man behind the money, the mindset, and the mileage, my guy, Lee Patterson is in the building.
Man, what's up? Man, that was what's up, brother? Man, do it again. I ain't never had one like
yes,
that.
Sir. Yes, sir.
A lot of interviews.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got me ready.
Now, I'm excited about this interview, man, because I think a lot of times people believe that in order to create financial freedom, you have to come from money, you have to have right. money, you have to just be well off, right? Because we hear this, you got to have money to make money. But this one is so dope. This interview because you've learned, right? You've like literally hacked the system. Like you've literally learned how to live off of other people's money and then actually build wealth.
Yeah.
Through other people's money. And so we want to, I want to dissect all of that. I want to get to the bottom of how are you building wealth using other people's money. But before we start, before we get there, in your own words, who is Lee Patterson?
Who is Lee Patterson? Lee Patterson, man of God, man of faith, man of the people, somebody who saw beyond his current situation,
yeah.
somebody who just knew that there was something greater and bigger out there for him because of God. You know, God said, well, if we can believe it, we can achieve it, and if we manifest it, and if we pray and we ask in his name, we got it. Mm. So I always tell people, like, I might have grew up broke, but I ain't never been poor,
mm.
right? Because it says in a good book that God owns it all. He got it all. And so, again, growing up in faith, sometimes it's hard to, you know, you might not believe it, but I was too stupid not to believe it. What else am I going to believe in? Yeah. Freddy Krueger? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You know, you believe in a lot of crazy stuff. So I chose to believe in the positive. And so I could not, I'm one of them people, I couldn't wait to be grown. You know, yeah. They'd be like, man, stay young as long as you can. Like, man, I couldn't wait to carve out my own story and to who you see today, Lee Patterson. And I like to say, I took that risk. This is what the other side of risk looked like. Sitting here with the legend, Ash Cash, talking to your people, bro. You know what I'm saying? So that's who I am, man. It's a man of people, a man of a servant.
Yeah.
Just here to serve people, man, to give people what I wish somebody would have gave me.
Yeah.
You know, and just live out the great commission that God has given me in my life, which I see you doing. So I mean, you inspire me.
I appreciate you. Know? I appreciate you. You said something that's interesting and intriguing, and I don't want the audience to miss it. You said you grew up broke, but you was never poor. Expound on that for me.
You know, sometimes you don't even really know you poor. Like, I can tell you some stuff. You know, like the whole, you know, showering outside and the lights going out, you light the candle, just going through the struggles of my parents with the divorce, man, just the whole nine yards. We used to grow our own vegetables, pick peas, I know you're a city boy. Again, now we went fishing. My grandparents were entrepreneurs. You know, they sold snow cones and candy, you know, just this stuff that y'all just never knew. Like, we never flew. I never flew till I came to college. You know what I'm saying? I never left the state of Texas. Well, you don't even need to leave the state of Texas so big. But you know what I'm saying? I really never even left my hometown until later in, like, my teens. And that was because of high school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so, like, that's how we grew up, man. And that's some of the things, like, I just always think about. When it comes to when I sit in front of an audience like yours and with people with you and people ask me who I am, where I came from, why and how was I, you know, what's the difference between broke and poor?
For sure.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Because in my head, I already knew when I left Longview, it was on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew, movies can be fake, but I also met a few people that it was real. You know what I'm saying? And so once I just smelt, not taste, but just smelt that it could be a reality.
Yeah.
Man, it was on.
Yeah. And so I want to talk about I want to talk about your upbringing and where you came from and things of that nature, but I want to fast forward a little bit because as you sit here now, you've built a multi-million dollar portfolio. You have real estate. You have, you travel the world. You've been around the world. You're doing so much great things in your community. You've done that through leveraging credit.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that for me.
Let me back up. Somebody told me you don't learn how to leverage money, you'll work for somebody who will. And that stuck with me.
Yeah.
And a lot of people who come to me to this day, I'm just like, what kind of assets do you have, right? Because the bank is trying to lend you on something you can leverage.
Yeah.
Or something that you own or have control over. Let's say control. Right? We don't really own. Most people got a loan on a lot of stuff. And we try to get in much debt as we can, good debt, and so that we can leverage our assets. And so that's what I first learned, like, okay, what is it that we need to learn? And then I learned everything started with your credit. All right, unless you had millions, came from money,
right?
It starts with your credit.
Yeah.
And I understood right away, I had control over it. It wasn't no black, white thing, poor, rich thing. It was a discipline thing. Right?
Yeah.
And so if you're disciplined enough to do the five factors of credit, which is, you know, pay people on time,
right?
Pay people back,
right?
Keep your utilization down, learn, other things come with, like, the borrowing money and stuff like that, mix of credit and increase. I can do that. I ain't the smartest in the world. I know I went to Georgia and I got a degree, but I promise you, I've never used a degree a day in my life. And I tell people, like, if I can do it, anybody can do it. I was an athlete. You know what I'm saying? So you know what comes with that, man. I tell people, I got a degree just based off trying to stay eligible. And that's just what happened, what came with it at the end of those 4 years, or 5 years, sorry. You know what I mean? So that's where the leverage all began for me, and just to this day still just manifests with me because it just allows you to do what you really want to do.
And so what was it? Was it like, was it trial and error? Like, did somebody say, Lee, build wealth, borrow money and do it this way? Or was it like,
I
kept bumping my, how do you have millions in real estate? How do you travel for free? How do you give back to your community? How do you do all these things? Like, how did you get here?
Real estate is the number one wealth builder, right? So I didn't really know that, but I also knew that everybody wants a house. That's the kind of the American dream. Mm-hmm. And that was part of the American dream that I first sought out which I guess my education was number one then, go to college, right? And then get a house or whatnot. And so once I sought out how to get a house, you run into the banker, you run into a realtor. They got a list of things you have to do to even get approved. And so going through that process taught me basically, first of all, got to have my credit, right? Mm-hmm. Got to have a job, got to have stability and whatnot. So once I got all that stuff down, I got that first piece of property. And then I had already been told from my teammate kind of how to leverage the house into a housing hack. He's like, rent the rooms out. Wow. I was like, all right,
and
cool.
And this is in college?
Yeah, well, after college.
After college, got it.
I was on some more stuff in college. Yeah. But after college, I'm always in that always trying to evolve state, right? Where you want to be, I tell my kids that I coach 1% better each day. Mm. But I wanted to be in a better situation than what I was. And I always had dreams and ambition. How do you get to those?
Mm-hmm.
And I was smart enough to study the rich.
Mm.
Right. And again, we went back to real estate. They all had some form of real estate in their portfolio. Mm-hmm. I don't even know much about you, but I'm sure you own some real
1,000%.
You see what I'm saying? So again, if you look at most independent people, or I'm sorry, most wealthy people, they are going to have some type of real estate that they own.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I just took that journey to where I got my first piece of property. Then I was like, all right, what's next? Mm. And so I got introduced to the food business, right? And this was right around the time that the founder came out, McDonald's.
Yeah,
and so, everybody like, oh, let's see how that goes. Then I realized, McDonald's is the biggest real estate owner in the world. And I'm like, really? You know what I'm saying? But it made sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then after watching it, I was intrigued by it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so I went into the food business and we bought some restaurants, Zaxby's, and we went and took over some, got a couple of people who wanted to get out. So we bought them out.
So you had ownership?
Yeah. I had ownership. I had a small stake, 33%.
33 is small. I'll take 33. Yeah.
It was sweaty.
Yeah, for sure.
I moved out to Arkansas for 6 months. Stayed out of a hotel. We flip and turn over our, getting these stores back to profitable and efficient. And then turn around and we were, I just was like, good money, but it just was not what I thought life would be like. Whole lot of money with no time to do what you want to do with it. Your health, fitness, suffering because you're in the store all day, mm-hmm. making things happen, mm-hmm. and you're too tired when you get home, mm-hmm. to do things like that. And so I was like, I think I want to try something else. Because what I did find out in real estate, that it wasn't even about the food.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't about the restaurant. It was the dirt that it was sitting on, right? There was two entities.
Yeah.
We started LLC for the dirt we bought, and then we bought the franchising fee for Zaxby's.
Wow.
So we built the building on that dirt, used the building and chicken to pay off the dirt and as well as Zaxby's, right?
Mm.
And so once we paid off the dirt, free money.
Wow. So just for clarity, or to explain to the audience, is you had an opportunity to become a minority partner into Zaxby's restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Realize watching the founder realize that the game, even in franchising, even in the restaurant business, the game was real estate,
sure.
Right? And was able to even in buying a restaurant or being part owner in the restaurant, you were able to have two LLCs, one own the property, the dirt, the other one own the business, and then using the money from the business to pay off the that's
right. Yeah. And so what I end up doing is my first piece of land or property that I bought was a 5-bedroom house, and I'm in a college town, and I just rented out the rooms because I was gone. I was on the road.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so I rented out, and I had got a taste of real estate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so my journey with the whole going back into really starting to scale this thing, well, like, all right, enough's enough with the food business. Mm-hmm. I had a teammate. He was doing this on a relatively large scale where he was doing college housing. And so I was just like, all right, tell me what you do. Mm. But on a run, we would run every day. So I literally tell people, I learned this stuff by going on a 6-7 mile run every day with my old teammate.
Wow.
And I would just pick his brain. He graciously answered every single question. Mm-hmm. And so I took the information he gave me, implemented in what I started doing, and came up with my own niche, which was renting by the door in a college town because I could get small town prices.
Right.
And rent for city prices.
Got
and
so, it. Yeah.
And so it was a game changer for me. And so I just leveraged that knowledge to start my journey into scaling this. And then I ran out of money.
Yeah.
And that's when I hopped in. Oh, and that's when I then again, because you always got to be up and up your game. I'm sure you've probably been to a mastermind within the last 6 months to learn more.
For sure, absolutely.
To sharpen your skills. And so you got to always be evolving or you'll be evaporating, right? Mm-hmm. And so I learned how to leverage business credit to get funding. Mm-hmm. I'd never heard this concept before.
Yeah.
Which is still a booming concept. Obviously, still a lot of people haven't heard of it.
Absolutely.
Because I've implemented it into my business. Mm-hmm. And so once I learned business funding, game changer for me.
Yeah.
Because it's like unlimited cash that I had access to.
Yeah.
And the banker, your lawyer, and your realtor would be your three most important people in your business.
Yeah.
Your realtor can bring you deals for the most part. Your banker is not going to fund you on a terrible deal.
Right.
And your lawyer is going to make sure the contract, what you're getting into, is legit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I always tell people those are your most important people in your business when doing this. And so that's how this thing started for me and how it is still going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that because I think that, you know, if I hear you correctly, it's you surrounded yourself around people, right, who kind of knew information, you know, more than you knew. You were soaking up the game as you were doing that. And then and along the way, you were learning how to implement the game for yourself, right?
Right.
So now you're buying real estate. You run out of money. You learn how to leverage, you know, the bank's money in order to get what you desire. You've been somebody instrumental in using credit cards and travel hacking as well. So not only were you using credit cards to buy assets, you were also gaining points from those assets to also live a life. Talk a little bit about that for me.
I mean, all this stuff goes hand in hand. This is the crazy part. That's why, like, when you get into something, don't quit. See it through, right? Because you gotta fail your way through it.
Yeah.
Or get smarter through it, right? Or you'll learn to just learn how to get smarter and how you approach it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm using a credit card. I learned a credit card hacking. I learned credit card stacking. And then once you get into this, to the nitty gritty, where I was taking the 20-25% from the credit card and then the other 70-75% from the bank, now I'm getting buku points, right? And so, and then I had a rehab. So now I'm taking that same card, rehabbing a joint. And so even aside that, I always tell people, even if you don't even have a business, like, just use your credit card.
Right, right.
Pay your rent. Pay your car note. Most people usually have that. Pay your water bill. You will accumulate enough points to at least take one trip. One trip.
Yeah.
Round trip.
Yeah.
Maybe first class if you do it right.
Yeah.
Around the world, wherever you want to go.
Yeah, yeah.
For almost a fact.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if I understand you correctly, you're saying the everyday things that you spend money on, so you're going to have to buy gas, you're going to have to buy groceries, you're going to have to pay rent, all of those things that you pay for, you're saying, why not pay with a credit card, right? Because you have the cash, you have to pay it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Pay it with a credit card, credit card gives you points. Use the cash that you had to pay off the credit card. Yeah. But now you have points that you could use even to redeem cash, to redeem. So that's what you're saying to do.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's like not only that,
yeah,
the credit card protects you.
Right.
Like if you need to do a cash back or somebody do bad business, mm-hmm. they will handle a dispute for you.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So it's just another like a layer of protection for you that you don't get through a debit card.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And definitely not the cash.
What about the people who, because I have cards, you know, people think about the cash backs and all that stuff. They like, but they're going to charge me $400. There's a membership fee. What would you say to those people who look at that?
So there are pros and cons to each card, right? So like if you like in the business, like what we do, what we run ads, I'm gonna tell you to get the gold card, right? Because they give you triple the point.
Yeah.
I mean, ain't nobody giving out triple the points.
Yeah.
And we run a lot of money through ads.
Yeah.
And so that card is about $400 mm-hmm. a year. Mm-hmm. But if you just do the math, it'll make sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so there's also more benefits than just that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it's just like that's not a big deterrent because they also know that they got to get more value than what the card costs.
Right.
But they also bet on most people not taking advantage of it. Mm. I do. I'm in the lounges.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's all kind of stuff, man. I'm getting the
lounges
FedEx.
Is clutch.
It's clutch, man. Yeah. I'm looking down at the people like, man, this one.
Right. Think about it. You go let's say like people like us who we travel a lot. You know, I'm always traveling different places. Imagine, right, if I'm on the go and I got to grab something to eat. If I'm buying airport food, right? Let's just say at minimum, if I travel five times, the cost of buying airport food five times pay for the car.
More than $10, you know? Yeah, you are. Yeah, you already know.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And so now you're using that money. So here's a question for you, right? Mm-hmm. How are you paying? How are you buying property and paying rent and all that stuff with a credit card? Do these places take credit cards?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So most rental places now, it's 2025. You know, like they got portals, right? Yeah. That's what I use.
Yeah.
A lot of my tenants use a credit card, which is great because I know that money good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so with your car, you can use third party things like plastic. That's what I use.
Okay.
Plastic sends, they can send a wire on your behalf, check or ACH.
Nice,
however
nice.
You want to do it.
Nice.
It's a small fee. But
again,
it's worth it in the end. From a point standpoint, mostly, you know, and just from you being able to keep cash on hand if you need it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell people, like, I want to spend your money before I spend mine.
Facts. Yeah.
You know, and so especially if I can get some type of small benefit from AKA points.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you can do cash back, gift cards, or travel.
Yep.
I use majority of my travel because I'll do a point transfer. That's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really don't even matter what the points are. If you go on there, it'll tell you where you can go and transfer these points to.
Mm-hmm.
And almost 100% of the places are 1-to-1. But there's a lot of them that are 2-to-1, which means you're getting double your points to wherever you're transferring it to. And those things you can see before you even do it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I love that. So now give us some game, man. Give us some game. So, you know, obviously, you know, you learned this through mentorship, through people teaching you, things of that nature, trial and error, all that good stuff. But I want my insiders, I want my audience to, like, I don't want them to try and fail. I want them to get the game directly from somebody who's been successful doing it. And so, you know, I would consider you like you're a beast, like when it comes to using other people's money, right?
Yeah.
Business funding, using OPM. So break it down for me. How can the average person go from credit to keys?
So credit to keys, you're going to start with your personal, right?
Yeah.
Clean up your personal credit, right? Your credit score is important because it's a part of the process.
Yeah.
And so this money that we going out of is we PG-ing it, right? We don't need no bank accounts. We don't need no tax statements.
Yeah.
We don't need all this stuff. We're using our
personal
credit. Yeah, and that's the only time we're using our personal. So
so
people are like, well, my score is XYZ. Well, your score is just not the only thing that they're looking at. We're looking at the entire profile, right? So once we get our credit straight, now we're going to go and obviously get funded.
Mm-hmm.
And that's... We got three tiers of credit cards we go to. We go out to the big dogs first, Chase, Amex, Discover, those kind like those. Mm-hmm. We go out to them. Chase is the best because they give you 0%, right? And so now once we know what we're funded for, we go after the income producing asset, because I know everybody's not interested in real estate. And then a lot of people already have a business. They're just trying to scale it. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I turn around and I go, in this instance, real estate, speak on real estate. Mm-hmm. We go find a house. Mm-hmm. Or fourplex or duplex, whatever, we're going to run the numbers. You always got to run the numbers. And so in the rental business, in the rental space, say if you're going to hold it, we always want to rent out for 1% of the purchase price. So if it's $100K, we need to rent that bad boy out for $1,000.
Ah, okay.
Right? Okay. So that way that makes, because the a mortgage on that is going to be $80, because we're going to bring 20% to the table. Mm-hmm. So 20% or $20,000 on a credit card at 0%, it's roughly about $500. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It might not even be that much. And then $80K on a mortgage is roughly $300-$400, maybe $400. Mm-hmm. So you add those up, $400 and $300, $900. If you're renting for $1,000, you just cash flow $100.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And it's not a lot, but a bunch of those added up together. Sure. Is where you kind of want to get to.
Yeah.
And so that's just a quick kind of picture you can paint. Now, it's harder. I'm not going to lie to you. It's harder, way harder now, just because housing costs is stupid and interest rates is double what I started out paying.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And one of the things, you know, and I love that you said that, right? Because, you know, when you do the math, you've now just used the credit card to buy an asset. That asset is cash flowing, but the other piece of it too is that this is an asset that can actually grow, right? When you start thinking about the equity that you can get, right?
Yeah.
Actually, the equity is growing. And so even down the line, even if you're just cash flowing $100 for this particular property, like you said, you could continue to do it. But even, you know, as you let that sit, that property most likely is going to grow in equity.
Right.
And so now you have access to pulling some of that equity and kind of doing that all over again as well. Yeah.
Sure. The funny thing, crazy thing about that, I've taken that, the equity and that I've gotten out of these properties or just the extra cash flow, and literally have used the credit card to purchase real estate in Dubai. Mm. So people are like, how do you do that? And I'm just like, man, they just do stuff different over there. If you've never been, you should go. Yeah. And if you're interested in real estate, you really should go and just, or tap in with me and really learn this, just because everything that they build there is not offsite, but is in process of being built.
Yeah.
So I almost treat it like a glorified investment or piggy bank, right? Because it'll be done in Q1 2026. Mm. Bought it last year. Mm. And I've already got $60,000 to $70,000 in equity already. Mm. Again, I'm using my credit card.
Wow.
I pay it every single month.
So you were able to become an international investor using credit card.
If I'm lying, I'm
telling
you.
Yeah.
That's how great this thing is once you learn how the power of a credit card works and the power of just investing works.
Yeah.
You know, like my two favorite words is equity and compound interest. Mm. And I wish they would have taught me that in high school, because I would have been way more attentive in math.
Mm.
But I don't think they taught us that in math. But I would have tried to figure out, like, all right, what we learn more about this here at? And so that's how I've learned, or that's one of the advantages that I have used the credit card for the most.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just not just, you know, buying, you know, it's clearly not buying dumb stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when I do buy dumb stuff, it's plenty left on, you know, I'm making enough to cover it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm making enough, I got enough assets to cover the liabilities.
Yeah, and I love that, because, again, at the end of the day, like you said, it's like you're able to use credit cards to, become an investor. And then, you know, again, like as those properties, especially like a place like Dubai, when, you know, properties are, there's a lot of expats there, right? So people who are former, you know, from the US or whatever the case may be, you also have, the property is going to like start to go up. And so now you're literally using credit cards to build wealth. So like, I know people like Dave Ramsey who are like against credit, and they say, don't use credit cards.
You know,
like,
he has, I don't knock him. He has his place, because there's more poor people than there are rich.
Yeah.
Right. Which is why he rich.
Mm-hmm.
Cause he, his message resonates with them.
Yeah.
And a lot of them do need to hear his message. So yeah. It does have a place. But if you want to be rich, if you want to be wealthy, mm-hmm. you better learn how to leverage OPM.
Yeah, yeah.
It's that simple. That's it, yeah. And so that's the part.
But not use it for liabilities. That's the thing, right? Because when you start thinking about, you know, and I get it, right? Like a Dave Ramsey, and I don't knock him either because like you said, like the device has the place. But when you're going to use OPM, don't use other people's money to buy
liabilities,
right? Yeah. So don't buy the Lamborghini, don't buy the clothes, don't buy these things that will depreciate in price,
value, yeah.
in value, but use it to buy income producing or appreciating assets.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So talk to me about mentorship, man, because I know you have a 5-day challenge coming up.
Yeah.
But before we talk about the challenge, you know, why is mentorship important? Because I know you, in order for you to do something, in order for you to teach, you have to be teachable. And I know a lot of what you've been able to do is, you know, you've invested your money into mm-hmm. mentors, into masterminds, into programs. Talk a little bit about mentorship. What has mentorship done for you?
Man, look, I'm 6 figures plus into this thing. And like, I always tell people, you would never, ever, ever regret investing in yourself.
Yeah.
You just won't.
Yeah.
Unless you go to school and get a school loan. Mm. You know what I mean? They can't pay you back
right, facts. Yeah, yeah,
fast
yeah.
enough when you get a because you can't get a job. Yeah. But you know, I like the whole the example or the story of like when you're trying to get somewhere fast or you're trying to get to a destination and you use your GPS, what's the first thing you need? Mm-hmm. You need the direction.
The direction, facts.
So if you're trying to get into real estate and you're trying to get funding or you're trying to get wealthy, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. You're gonna need direction. Mm-hmm. So what's the best way and the fastest way to get to somewhere is by asking mm-hmm. or getting somebody. I'm to the point, bro, like, we good. Mm-hmm. I tell people, you, if you don't get me, get somebody.
Facts, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm available. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, so get somebody. And like, I tell people all the time, money loves speed.
Mm, that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? And so, it is on YouTube. It is on the internet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go knock yourself out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's gonna take.
But you know the thing about that though too. I obviously I'm a mentor. You know, but I'm also a mentee, right? I also, pay for mentorship myself.
Right.
Just like yourself. Like I'm, man, over 6 figures, mm-hmm. In paying for mentorship. But I've always got return on investment, you know what I'm
Absolutely.
Saying? Because, you know, for me, like you said, right, like money likes speed, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to learn the slow way, right? I want to learn fast and I want to implement fast, because the truth of the matter is that when people go to YouTube, right, when you go to Google, you don't even know if it's outdated information,
correct.
Right? And so, like, literally, I give you a prime example, like, You know, I was in a mentorship, last year, and I learned a lot of things. I'm in a mentorship this year, and I realized that a lot of the things that I did last year are not going to work this year, right? And so it's almost like information, if I'm going to YouTube and I'm getting this information and I'm applying this information, this could be stale information.
Yep.
And so now I'm trying to implement something. I'm trying to be successful at a thing that doesn't necessarily work anymore. That's number one. Number two, people don't realize that when you are, in a mentorship, you're not in a mentorship for information,
right?
You are in a mentorship for accountability, right? And so, and connections, right? So I'll say this, a lot of like the, high level, people that I've connected with, right?
Yeah.
A lot of those people, I've connected with them at masterminds,
yep.
right? Because guess what? If I'm willing to pay to be in a mastermind, guess what?
You're gonna be
the
there.
Other people that are in that mastermind are also people who are willing to pay.
Right.
And so instead of trying to find people who are like-minded people, I could find them by just paying to be in a
mentor.
Talk to me a little bit about your 5-day mentorship.
Oh, my 5-day challenge coming up? Yeah. So I'm just gonna roll it out, lay out the 5 days of just information that I have garnered over the last 7 to 10 years in the credit, mm-hmm. real estate, and funding space. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to bring in some couple of my 6 and 7 figure entrepreneur friends to talk on their businesses and show and roll out exactly what they do and like how to even start a funding business and get into stuff like storage units and, and things of that nature like that. Yeah, man. So like, yeah, we turn it up.
Yeah. And so, and so that's the other thing. Like, so, cause I hear people talk about funding a lot. And is there a science, right? Like, is there a science to getting funding? Like how, like, you know, and I know that you're going to teach that during the five days is like, you know, is there like, do you have the right formula to know how to, you know, obtain funding?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Again, this is money we're going after without any documentation. Where else, you know, you can go get money without any documentation? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm telling you, like, when they first told me, I was like, man, stop playing with me. Like, I couldn't even get my first house.
Yeah.
They wanted my first kid's name, and I don't even have any kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you telling me, like, yeah, man, it's different over on the business side. I was like, hey, well, do tell me more, you know? And so the guy that I was at that time that was mentoring me, he said, if I could show you how to pull money off a credit card, mm-hmm. would you be interested? And I'm mm-hmm. like, you'd be worth whatever price you quote me.
That's
you it. Know? And so we went through the process, and it's not hard, but it is a process.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to follow the steps. Like I tell people, you can have an 850.
Mm-hmm.
If you have more than 5 inquiries, you are going to be denied. Mm. I don't make the rules.
Even if you have an 850 credit score?
Even if you have an 850 score. It's more than just your score.
Yeah.
I tell people to say it with me.
Yeah.
Business credit is more than just your score. It is your entire profile.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you got Paydex. You got DMB number. You know what I'm saying? You got all these things that you better not be having grandma house on there for your address.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So there's just little things like that. Like, you have to know in order for this to completely work.
Yeah. So in the 5-day, you know, challenge, you're going to be teaching them about funding. You're going to teach them about credit. You're going to teach them how to, because you said something like even storage units, right? I don't even think people understand the power, like storage units is real estate.
Yeah.
And people don't even understand the power of, you know, having storage units and how, you know, there's so many people downsizing this, but so that's a cash flowing business. And then you're actually going to bring in 7 and 8 figure entrepreneurs who are going to teach about those things as well.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Simple stuff like that. Because again, I don't know everything, but I know people who know what I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's the value of having a mentor, right?
Yeah.
You know everybody. You already said, oh, man, I'm putting you on stage. I'm putting you in front of people.
Yeah.
We're going to get this book ready. You know what I'm saying? Like, you think I would have did all that on my own?
Yeah.
Heck no.
Yeah.
You know, so I tell people I'm constantly spending. I'm spending just as much on ads mm-hmm. as I am mentorship.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I love that. And so let's talk about sort of like the freedom, because right. So like we talked about the properties and all that stuff and all the things that you do. What does freedom mean to you? You've been in over 50 countries.
Yeah.
You're a coach. Like, you coach.
Yeah.
You could invest your time into the next generation. What does freedom mean to you?
Being able to do what you want to do when you want to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm here in the middle of the day in Atlanta with Ash Cash talking.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? If I had a job, I'd have to ask for this time off.
Yeah.
Not 8 to 5.
Right.
It ain't 5 o'clock yet.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And just being able to just move and also being able to give.
Yeah.
Like I believe in just being a good steward of like the stuff that God's giving, because you know this stuff could be gone in a minute.
Absolutely. That's a fact.
You know, I mean, it's crazy. As quickly as it came, it could be gone in a minute. So I don't take it for granted. And I know what it's like
mm-hmm.
not to have, and also been in the position to have been the one who has received.
Yeah.
And so for me to sit here and hoard all this knowledge and hoard all these resources and money, it would be just an abomination to me. You know what I'm saying? That's why you hear me speak on my faith the way I do, because I know what the other side looks like, man.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't fun, mm-hmm. but you know, it's part of the process, and you can't cheat the process.
Yeah.
And you know, and I know God wouldn't bring me to it if He wouldn't bring me through it.
Yeah.
And so that's just part of that. Again, it's just part of that journey. And if you can't and I asked for this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can't cry when the rain comes. You know?
Yeah.
It's been raining all week, but yeah.
And so you're running your own race, both literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
What would you say the biggest lesson that you've learned in your journey so far?
Not getting a mentor soon enough. People used to call me cheap and whatnot. Like, I used to like, nah, I'm just frugal. You know what I mean? But it's like, because, you know, you hear those prices, you're like, damn, you charging me how much?
Right.
And then it was funny, the more I got mentorship, they were just like, yo, we don't ask how much it costs. We ask how much it'll make us.
Facts, yeah.
You know, and I'm like.
That's the best question, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we talking.
Mm-hmm.
And so now sometimes I be like, man, I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'm just a visionary, bro.
Right.
You know, I just believe there's just abundance.
Absolutely.
Amongst us all. And
that's what my jacket say. Abundance is your birthright.
Right. You already know. So I ain't got to preach to you. I'm just like, bro, like, you don't have to be broke.
Yeah. And the thing is, though, and this is what I want people to understand about mentorship, all work works if you work it.
That's right.
Right? All work once you work it. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's real estate. I don't care if it's digital products. I don't care if it's ebooks. I don't care if it's writing physical books. I don't care. Whatever it is, all work works if you work it. A lot of times people, again, right? You're a man of faith. Faith without works
is dead.
It's dead.
Dead.
Right? And so if you're somebody who thinks that you're just going to have faith and you're not going to put it to work, then you're not going to get the results, right? You have to become the person that's willing to invest in yourself.
Yeah.
And then once you become the person that's willing to invest in yourself and you invest in yourself, you will start having the things that come with becoming that person.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, man. You look like you work your plan and plan you work.
Absolutely. 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 What's next for Lee Patterson, right? So like when you look at 5 to 10 years from now, when you look at your vision, what you're looking to do, what's next for Lee Patterson?
Man, you know, I'm going to get a couple more properties over in Dubai just because it's booming over there, man. They just announced Disney World coming.
Nice.
I want to get a couple more assets.
Yeah.
You know, I don't live too much of a flamboyant lifestyle. So, you know, I'm on the older side. I know everybody think I'm in my 30s, but I'm closer to the other side than I am the beginning.
Right, right.
You know, but I feel great, man. I'm in a good spot. And so for me, the future looks like, man, we are creating. I'm breaking generational curses.
Yeah.
You know, through knowledge and through just showing.
Yeah.
You know, some people need to see. I tell people the richest person I knew growing up was my pastor.
Mm.
That's because he drove a Cadillac.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? And so, but until I got exposed to things when I came to college, I'm like, man.
Yeah.
Then you leave the country, you really like, man. Then I went to Dubai, like, what planet are we on?
Right,
you know
what
I'm saying?
Right.
And so that's what life looks like for me, man. And in the next 5 to 10 years, man, because I mean, life is good and it's in a good spot.
Yeah.
I think I've been wise.
Yep.
With the little I've been given and been able to multiply it.
Absolutely.
And just watching compound interest take over,
that's
baby.
That's it. Now it's a beautiful life, man. And I think that, you know, again, as we talk about abundance, as we talk about real estate, we talk about travel, we talk about international investing, I think that's what life is all about. Is really like using what God has given us to be able to, you know, learn as much as possible, you know, implement as much as possible, but then also use that to, you know, change our relationship with money, right? Real estate does that. Real estate allows you to stop working for money, right?
Yeah.
And allow money to work for you. So that way you're not thinking about, like you said, you know, working a 9-to-5 and asking for time off. Like, you're literally in a space where you're able to use, you know, your time to give back, to bless, you know, others, to coach, to just, you know, enjoy life.
Mm-hmm.
What's one question or is there a question that you wanted me to ask you that I didn't ask that you could potentially leave some gems for our people?
Man, that was a good one, bud. I tell you, man, you should have put that in the prompt.
Yeah.
A question that I wish you would ask.
Yeah.
How's coaching?
Mm.
Yeah, coaching has taught me patience, and I've been able to teach those. I don't take my work to work, like I don't take my faith to work, but I do take it.
Yeah.
So when they see me, whatever, they ask me the way I am, it gives me an opportunity.
Mm.
to speak on my faith, speak on my business, speak on how what I do, why I always got time, why am I always in another country, you know? And so you got kids, you know, the youth teach you patience.
Absolutely. And I got a 17-year-old. And
right.
She teaches me patience every day.
Right, right. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? And so, like, I that's one of the coolest things that I get to do is to coach the up-and-coming generation. And because without that, I wouldn't be tapped in. Like, yeah. I don't hang out with what they call them, the YN. I don't be out there like that. Yeah. You know, I'm in the house by 8 o'clock.
Yep.
You know, and so, yeah, that's a question that what you part of asked me about. Yeah. And because that's a lot of who I am.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love that. Listen, y'all, Lee Patterson, I need y'all to tap in. We're going to put the link in the description.
Yeah.
I need y'all to tap in for the 5-day challenge that, and Lee got some surprise guests. He's bringing 7- and 8-figure entrepreneurs in there to teach you everything, right? So we're going to teach you how to leverage other people's money, how to use that money to purchase income producing assets. We're going to talk about real estate, right? You got buy and hold, you got fix and flips, you got wholesaling, you got all the different types of real estate. So you're going to break that down. But then also, you know, how do you get into self-storage? How do you get the proper mindset, right?
That's
the mindset.
That's what I just tell you. That's day one.
That's day one. The thing people don't understand about building wealth is that wealth starts in the mind first. It's not. It doesn't start in your pocket.
If you're going to get your money right, you got to get your mind.
You got to get your mind right. It starts with your mind first. And then once you get your mind right, then the money will come. If people want to connect with you, where can they find you?
Yeah, find me across all social media platforms at Lee A. Patterson. Everything, Lee A. Patterson. But we get busy in our school community and the most and on IG.
All right, y'all. All right, so we're closing out the vault. Again, we're going to put the links in the description. You can join this community. You can join the 5-day challenge. But follow him, Lee A. Patterson, on all social media platforms. Make sure you follow us at Inside the Vault. Visit our website, InsideTheVaultShow.com. Me, I am Ash Cash. Make sure you visit me, IamAshCash.com. Follow me on all social media platforms at I am Ash Cash. We will see you next time. Same time, same place, in God's will. Peace!